told you after fitness testing yesterday, kind of how did it feel to get the first practice under your belt?
It was a little sore for the first 15 or 20 minutes, but to get back into the competitive nature of things is huge. And you know, people were trying pretty hard out there, and the compete level was pretty high, so it was a good practice to have.
How much of that is just because, I mean, the first preseason game is only a couple days away, and getting kind of up to that game speed as much as you can?
Yeah, I think the coaching staff and everybody around here knows that that's the priority of this team is to come out with your best foot forward. So they obviously taper the practices around competing and battling, because you don't really, you know, you can't reciprocate that throughout the summer, and that's your biggest component to a team is how hard you can compete. So that's what we're working on right now, and it's tough to grind through it, but it'll pay off for sure around the first season game.
Joe, what did you take out of last year with seeing this group come together like they did, and the depth that there is, especially on the blue line coming into this year?
I just took away that this team, you know, plays so hard night in and night out that it's, you know, it's impossible to take a night off, and it's impossible to take anything for granted here. You know, we made it pretty far last year, and, you know, the fact that you have the majority of guys come back and come back stronger and faster than they did last year is really saying something about, you know, the taste that was left in their mouth through not making it to the final and not winning a Stanley Cup. So I think that's the number one priority this year, and you know, from what I can see right now, it looks pretty good.
Why was it important to you to re-sign here in the summer and come back? Obviously, you got a taste of this city and this organization, but why was it important to come back?
It was just the comfortability that I had here and kind of the onus they took in placing me in the lineup and letting me play my game and being able to work with me. And you know, I felt like home when I came here and when I got slotted in and got to play with these guys, and just the talent level and the skill level that's in this room, it's, you know, it's almost impossible to say no to if it's offered. So, you know, that was kind of what I had in the back of my mind. I was really hoping that they would bring me back, and you know, I would come back under any circumstances. So I'm, you know, pleased to be back.
Obviously not ideal not having Josh Morrissey, big piece of the puzzle here right off the hop, but does that present an opportunity and maybe test the depth a little bit here in the early stages?
It could. I mean, I don't see it lasting too long. Like you said, he is a huge piece of this team and this organization, and you know, I don't think a lot of people understand how difficult it is behind the scenes and kind of the politics behind hockey and contract negotiations, but yeah, as of right now, with him not being here, it definitely shows, you know, whoever wants to come and slot in and be able to play in his position for now is going to get that opportunity. And it does show a lot of depth and you know, kind of pridefulness in people coming up in this organization.
Obviously, with Toby being gone as well, who's a longtime partner of Dustin Byfuglien, there's maybe potential opening there. You had a look with Dustin. Is that something that's exciting for you and other guys, obviously, here in camp?
Yeah, I mean, that's a dream, is to play with Big Buff and to be able to match that guy's personality. I don't think that's possible for anybody to be able to do. But, yeah, I got to play with him a bit last year, and we were pretty successful together. And to have a guy like Toby, you know, step away and go play back in Europe is, you know, it does open up an opportunity here, but it's sad to see a guy like that go that's been with this organization, you know, from day one, even when they weren't the Jets. And you never want to see a guy, you know, go back to Europe and play out his career. You want to see him end in the National Hockey League. And you know, he left such a, I don't know, just a, almost like a little dynasty for himself here. He played so well, and you know, that definitely, like I said, does open up an opportunity, but I mean, it's kind of sad to see him go at the same time.